This is David Null from the UW-Madison Archives. It's Friday, March 1st, 2013. We're at the Academic Staff Institute at Union South, and we're talking with Consuelo Lopez Springfield. If you'd like to start talking about your stories.
Well, I've been at the University of Wisconsin-Madison since 1995. I came here from Indiana University's law school, but right before that, I had been a staff member at IU and an adjunct associate professor in communications studies. And when I first got here, I was really shocked to see that academic staff were not given the kind of respect or the titling that we had at UW, which helped us to integrate much more and assume leadership roles on the campus as scholars. So there's quite a difference in the two different places that I've been working with at predominantly large white institutions. I have served as an assistant dean in student academic affairs since I got here on campus, and I have done so much work in diversity work over the years that I was very happy to be invited to join an association of Latino academic staff, which served a pivotal role in connecting Latinos across the state of Wisconsin, not only on campus. After a few years, that kind of died down and reemerged as the Latino Faculty and Staff Association, which engaged not only in activities of mentorship with graduate students and undergrads and families and community work and equity in pay for Latinos of all different job descriptions, whether they are janitors in buildings or an academic staff person like myself. In the past couple of years, I've faded again and will probably come back, but those are the memories that I have of building a very integrated and dynamic social grouping within the University of Wisconsin-Madison, which tends to ignore Latinos and the Latino presence on this campus. Mm-hmm. So I thought I'd use this opportunity to talk about that. I've also been very involved in the LNS CASI, to which I was elected, the nominating committee, which I've been on twice. I'm a district representative for the assistant deans, and I'm pretty active in that. And I'm very, very proud of the fact that UW-Madison has a very vital and strong organization for academic staff. I've been at other institutions where they have had a very minimal role in governance, and that's a shame. I'm so glad that we have it right here. Thanks.
Do you think that in your role with working with that Latino association, do you think it is sort of ebbed and flowed because of people involved in it coming and going, or just because of the climate? And sort of going along with that, do you think the fact that Madison, you know, has put in a lot of different plans to try to encourage minority students and faculty and staff, and there's now a vice chancellor for diversity and climate, do you think that has helped, or do you still see it as needing a lot more work?
Well, that's a really good question, and it's a really important one. It does depend on personalities to a certain extent and their connections with the community, which can help mold the future of an organization like that. We have had some people on the top who have been more responsive and interested in the Latino community, like John Wiley, who provided funds for us to have fairly large symposiums and receptions for all Latino faculty and staff on campus. And Patrick Farley, while he was here for a while as provost under Wiley. Since then, though, the responsiveness to Latinos has just diminished. Mm-hmm. And I'm speaking very honestly.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting, too, as the Latino community in Wisconsin in general is growing, that's not growing on campus.
Yes, we have actually nobody in the chancellor's office who is Latino or in the provost's office at this time. When I first got there, we did have an assistant, I think an assistant vice provost or something like that. But right now, we have absolutely no presence.
Can you see ways of improving that, or do you think it really does just matter if we get a new chancellor who's interested?
It has to come from the top. That's quite obvious. And I also think we have to really interrogate the diversity efforts that we have going on this campus and to assume that they will be responsible to the growing populations within the state, that be taken quite seriously.
Yeah. Well, thanks very much. It's interesting and important to hear.
Thank you.